Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Amen. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast time here in this time slot here on this good radio station. We greet you in the name which is above every name, and that is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for giving us this privilege to be a part of your day, come into your home, your place of business, or maybe there in your automobile, wherever you may be listening. We're thankful that you have chose to give us this time in your day. And we'll get right to it. We'll hear, this is Spencer and Justin Morrow singing along with the young adults. Hey, I said, I think I'll just go with God. Amen.
Amen. I started a journey many years ago, looking for rest and peace for my soul. I found it at Calvary, and truly I say, it's satisfied then and gets better each day. I think I'll just go with God, for looking back my way, I don't see a lot. With Him there is joy. God's way is filled with sweet, tender care. And I found Him a faithful, compassionate friend. So my course is set, and I'll finish with Him. I think I'll just go with God. For looking back my way, I don't see a lot. With Him there is joy. God's way is filled with sweet, tender care. And I found Him a faithful, compassionate friend. So my course is set, and I'll finish with Him. And I think I'll just go with God. For looking back my way, I don't see a lot.
I'll just go with God. Amen. That's pretty good company, isn't it? Hey, you and the Lord, that's pretty good company. Amen. I'm glad He'll walk with us each and every day. Amen. Well, we thank God for that good song. Well, we'd love to take a moment and invite you to come be a part of any of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're an old-fashioned church, and if you're looking for an old-timey, old-fashioned church that still believes in King James Bible preaching, amen, and singing out of the old red book, amen, I want you to come on by and pay us a visit. Matter of fact, we have prayer meeting tonight at 7 o'clock, and we invite you to that, amen. Always a good practical time around God's Word. And then on the Lord's Day, of course, 10 o'clock Sunday school, and worship begins at 11, and then 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you come. And don't forget about now, hey, just a few more days on, hey, Monday, the 22nd, starts the Jubilee, Crossroads Rescue Missions Annual Jubilee, right here under the big tent here on the property of Faith Baptist Church. Brother Rocky Shelton, the executive director of the mission, invites you to come and attend. Amen. Good preaching each night, and good singing. And of course, there'll be a morning service in the church auditorium on Thursday and Friday mornings at 9:30. Amen. All right. So we're located, and the tent's here, and we'll be here, and our church is here, right on the corner of 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, and Highway 180, only about 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Well, here's Brother Justin singing again, amen, with the choir here, adult choir singing, "I'm Amazed That He Loved Me."
No one knew how alone I was feeling, and the emptiness that I tried so hard to hide. And though I laughed and said that my life was fine without you, I was covering up all the secret tears I cried. Oh, but then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. How there you died and you purchased my redemption, where you broke sin's power and you set my spirit free.
I'm amazed that you love me.
It's true, there have been days where I have failed you, and Lord, you know the many times I've gone astray. Oh, but I have learned your love is stronger than all my weaknesses, and your ears are open every time I pray, and no one else ever cared for me like you, Lord, and no other friend could ever be this close to me. I'm not afraid to face all the problems of tomorrow, knowing you are everything I'll ever need.
Washed away, oh.
that he loved me. Amen. Brother Justin Morrow and the rest of the adult choir. Amen. Thank God for that great number. Amen. Well, let's see here. Let's look at John chapter 14 in our truth for today. In our truth for today, John chapter 14 and verse 27, the Word of God says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You know, God gives peace. He gives peace that passeth all understanding. Oh, the world cannot give this kind of peace. The world does not have this kind of peace. But I don't understand why some people do not receive this peace. Oh, won't you cry out to the Lord today and just say, "Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' great name, I'll receive that peace. I'll accept that peace that you promised." Oh, I tell you, we also should pray for peace worldwide. But you know what? There'll never be peace on the earth until people accept the Prince of Peace. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Well, it's time to pray. If you can join us, I ask you to do so now as we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You, God, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings, whether in thought, word, or deed, whether in omission or commission. I pray, God, that You would cleanse us from any of these sins. Now, Lord, I say thank You for Your blessings, for the answer to many of our prayers. Thank You, Lord, for the provisions of life and the bounty and for the benefits that You have again daily loaded us with today. We're thankful, God, for Your working in our life. Thank You, God, for the working in our family. Thank You, God, for the working in our church here at Faith. And I pray, God, that You'd work in the lives of these dear friends of ours that listen to the sounds of faith. I pray, God, their prayers will be answered according to Thy blessed will. I pray if it'll give You honor and glory, Lord, that You would do it speedily. And God, not let us have to wait about Thine answer. That is, if it can bring glory to You, Lord. We want Thy will to be done. And we're not selfish enough to think that we deserve anything from Thee. We're just, God, just a lowly servant. And God, we have got petitions upon our heart, and we are asking You, God, for Your intervention. I pray that You do that. And God, I pray we'll be waiting patiently on that. Now, Lord, I pray that You may bless in the next few songs. I pray, God, they'll be used to honor Thee. And I pray, God, that You'll get glory for every word that's said, every song that's played, every verse that's read. I pray, God, that You'll get the glory. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Well, we do thank God for the opportunity that we have to pray today. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from Brother Judd Douglas. Brother Judd's going to sing one solo for us today and talking about taking the devil back to where he got saved. Amen. And I don't know if that's the exact title to the song, but I like it. Hope you enjoy this one. Amen. From Brother Douglas. Amen.
It's been some time since I made up my mind to ask Jesus into my heart. And I faced the fear and shed many tears, but He has been good from the start. And when I hear Satan say, "You're not really saved, you're traveling down the wrong road," I recall once again where grace withstood sin, and down memory's lane, I take Him back. I take Him back to a time at an old-fashioned meeting when the presence of God filled the air. When the saints were singing of grace and glory, sweet melodies seasoned with prayer. When one simple sermon from an old-fashioned preacher was like life to a poor dying slave, I walk him down the aisle to a place at the altar where grace fell and I know I got saved. Now I never knew love until it came from above and took its abode in my heart. The sun now shines brighter, the burden is lighter, since Jesus gave me a new start. The songs have been changed, my life rearranged, the journey is now a new road. And when that old accuser tells me I'm a loser, I remind him how he lost my soul, and I take him back to a time at an old-fashioned meeting when the presence of God filled the air. When the saints were singing of grace and glory, sweet melodies seasoned with prayer. When one simple sermon from an old-fashioned preacher was like life to a poor dying slave, I walk him down the aisle to a place at the altar where grace fell and I know I got saved.
Yes, amen. I'm glad. Hey, there's a memory lane for the Christian friend. Oh, I tell you what, we can take him back. Oh, listen, did you hear what he said? A place, amen. Take him to a place. You know, you may not remember the day, you may not remember the hour, but I believe if you're saved, you'll remember a place. I don't think you'll get past that place that the Lord rescued your soul. Amen. All right, let's have one more. Let's hear one from Tradition. Amen. Tradition, you'll sing, what is this? This is the one that says, if you knew him like I know him, then you would know that. Hey, he's alive. Amen. All right, let's hear it.
I walked by the tomb of Buddha. I looked inside and saw his bones. I traveled on to see Muhammad, still wrapped up in his grave clothes. Then I journeyed to a garden where old Joseph left him there. The precious lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that grave.
Yeah.
Scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. And friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen? one step in His direction. Then in love He ran to me.
If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him,
resurrection
deep inside, you know He's living
and death has died.
You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. If you felt Him like I feel Him,
resurrection
deep inside, you know He's living
and death has died.
You know He's living.
You know He's living and death has died. Death has died.
Amen. Well, if you know Him like I know Him, and you know that He's alive, and if you're following Him, you're following Him on the upper road, amen. Jesus tells his disciples in Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 19, the Bible says that Jesus said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Let me tell you something, friend. There is no such thing in following the Lord on a dirty path. The Lord is not going to lead you on a dirty path. The lower road is a filthy road. But friend, let me tell you something today. As we've seen in the past 2 days, we've noticed that the upper road is a way of satisfaction. It is a road of wisdom. And boy, today the upper road is a clean road. You know why it's clean? It's because the sinless Son of God walks on that road. And boy, I tell you what, today, you know, in this day and time in which we live, we can go through and read history about people who were courageous in carrying out a task. Just reading the other day about Alvin York was declared by General Pershing that he was the greatest hero of World War I. And he took great courage from the rush in and to capture single-handedly a great company of the enemy. Then I was reading about the old Charles Lindbergh, who was the first guy to make that solo flight in an airplane across the Atlantic. You know, that took some courage. That took some courage to do that. But you know what? It takes real courage. It takes more courage than that to face life. And day by day. And to try our best to live up to the highest and the best ideals of the Word of God and of Christ Himself. Well, I tell you today, when you and I are tempted to go astray, when the voices of the world tempt us to try to relinquish our stand, we ought to do like Martin Luther did when he was urged to recant and to go back into the Roman Catholic Church. He said, "Hey, here I stand. Here I stand. I can do no other. I can do no other. God, help me." Well, friend, listen today. There's voices all around us that plead with us to give up the highest and the best things. Hey, why would you want to give up something that lasts forever, for that which only lasts for a moment or two? The cries of the world say, come and walk with us on this lower road. Oh, come and enjoy the pleasures of the lower road. Oh, but may God help us as we strive in our soul, as we strive in our heart, that may we might stay true to the Word of God, stay true to the walk of God, stay true to the vows that we've made to God. And boy, I tell you, I believe this with all my heart, God will be more faithful to us than we ever will be to Him. And He'll bring us from where we were and lead us down the upward road. I've seen people over the years, in 33 years of ministry here at Faith Baptist Church on full-time staff, I've seen men and women, boys and girls, teenagers that had great potential, great high, bright prospects in their life, get messed up with the wrong crowd, get messed up in the wrong thinking, get messed up by going to the wrong college, going to these secular universities that try to do away with God, and they come out thinking they are God and thinking they know more than God. I've seen a lot of that happen in 33 years. But you know what? I have seen some, though. That though they were chided, though they were made fun of, and though they were mocked and ridiculed, they just stayed walking on that upper road. They just stayed walking on that clean road. And God has richly blessed them with family and friends and even the desires of their heart in many occasions. Oh, it's a wonderful. Hey, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to live a life without any reservations, without any regrets, and without any retreats. I pray God to help us today that we will come to the place in our life when we value more about what God thinks about us than what the world thinks about us. I'm not that interested in what the world says about me. I'm not really overly concerned about what Christians think about me. Hey, I'm concerned about what God thinks about me. And I want you to know something, friend, today, that hey, if you're striving to walk on that upper road, hey, you won't have to worry about the baggage that comes with the lower road. Oh, friend, let me tell you, let me remind you again, there is a way. There is a way that seemeth right. It looks right. It may look religious, but it ends in the ways of death and destruction. Oh, purpose in your heart today. Get on that upper road. How do I do that, Brother Johnny? Well, you got to get saved. Be born again. Oh, and just submit yourself unto God every day and His will, and be submissive to the Spirit of God inside of your life. And you won't have everything that you want. But I tell you what you'll do. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. I pray God will help us today as we stay on this upper road, because, hey, it is a clean road.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.